Hi, my name is Brandon King. I'm going to be on Totally Patriot, so you better check in.
The Pats are fired up, and so is Totally Patriots. Coming up, Dominique Easley is a tough guy on defense. Watch him show off his softer side on Tilted.
Man, 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 man. How'd it go?
Plus, being the best takes a one-track mind. How they do that zeroes in on how the Pats use focus to keep on winning.
In order to do a task properly, you need to concentrate on one thing and one thing only.
And...
I don't know, I probably have to keep checking. You know, I got to get my teammates. That's a team thing. So, you know, I got to celebrate with my teammates.
Brandon King talks touchdown dances in Pats Chat while we test his courage in Totally Challenge.
Truth?
Yeah.
Or dare?
Truth. No? Dare. Okay.
We triple dog dare you. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Finally, Romeo, we get a little bit cooler. We are hanging out at the Optum Field Lounge.
Not much cooler, but a little bit. Yeah,
a baby bit.
Gorgeous view. Look at this real estate right here. It's awesome. I'm thinking, Ashley, this is kind of what it feels like to be like a player, maybe a rookie on the sidelines.
Yeah, I almost want to go deep. You throw me a ball, I roll around in this grass right here, pretend I scored a touchdown.
We might do that next. We might do it. I want to get to know one of the rookies right now, Brandon King, and it's time for Audible.
My name is Brandon King. I'm from Alabaster, Alabama. Well, my parents always had me involved in sports or extracurricular activities, so every day I would have to get up early and do something, chores, just something to keep me busy, because that was just a rule in our household that if you were going to be a part of the household, you had to do something extra. You just couldn't sit around and not have anything to do. I kind of started off walking really early and doing a lot of stuff really early. So I was maybe like 6 years old riding a bike that was probably like six times my size. It got to the point where I couldn't touch the ground. I would have to have somebody catch me to stop me and catch me so I could, you know, keep going. So I had a lot of stories. And another story, like when I was younger, we had a go-kart and I couldn't even put my feet around to the pedal. So I had to go through the steering wheel to drive it. So I pressed on the gas and I went to like this field. I did donuts up there so long, the whole street was just covered in just the lime from the rocks, and I got lost. I had to sit in the dust until it cleared because I couldn't see where I was going. Well, that's a little bit about my life. Let's go see what these guys have for me.
Always working, what an amazing work ethic. It's good preparation for joining the Patriots. We all know Coach Belichick, he's all about preparation and hard work. But you got to take a little bit of time off, too, and we're lucky to get Brandon King during his time off. Let's get to know him a little better right now in Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Let's give a big welcome to Brandon King.
What do you think your celebration would be if you ever scored?
Oh, man. I've thought about that a lot. If I score, I don't know. I'll probably have to check. You know, I got to get my teammates. That's a team thing. So, you know, I got to celebrate with my teammates. Probably throw my hands up, you know, check the crowd out, you know, try to get some energy going, you know, a little something like that.
What has been the most physically demanding practice or game?
Most physical game this year? I would have to say my first game I ever really played in. Because it's a different level from going from college to the NFL. And you don't really catch people that aren't that fast and not that strong. So I have to say the first game I played in this year.
If you had to pick someone on the team, who would you say you're closest with?
The person I'm closest with?
Yeah.
The person I'm closest with right now, to be honest, it's kind of cool because, like, everybody in my linebacker group, like, the linebacker, like, we're all close. We all communicate and... It's different because in college you might find people that try to act like they're somebody else, but people here, like, just everybody on the team is just so calm. Everybody's just, you know, just like a friend to you. Any person you need, you know, they'll be there for you. It's not one person that I'm the most closest to. it's pretty much a group effort. Like, anybody in that locker room you can come up to if you have problems with, they're going to, you know, look out for you. And I think that's the difference between, like, our team and a lot of teams. Everybody's, like, on the same page. It's not that one person in the locker room that's trying to be extra, if you know what I mean.
Growing up, who would you say gave you the most inspiration and motivation to take your football game to the next level and develop as a player?
Let's see. Growing up, it was a lot of guys. I wouldn't even say that I had one person I idoled. For me, my whole life is just, like, my parents always made me work as a younger child. So I've kind of, like, had a work ethic, you know, throughout my whole entire life. And I just found, like, in different players, like, you know, Ray Lewis, this guy, you know, goes out, competes. He's an inspirational leader. You know, Tom Brady has been doing it for so long and continues to do it on a day-to-day basis. It wasn't one guy. It was just a collective effort. I appreciated people that worked hard and that you could actually see that they were working hard and, you know, it showed on the field.
Thanks, Brandon. We'll see you later for Totally Challenged. We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. Coming up, getting to the end zone, making the stop, earning the W. Football is all about focus. Find out how the Pats keep their eye on the prize and how they do that.
Being more focused means stronger neural connections and better brain function.
Plus, this big guy knows how to analyze game film. Now hear him turn movie critic on Tilted.
He just wanted to be alive again, you know?
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. to Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty? Odell Beckham Jr.'s father was a character in the book Friday Night Lights, written by Buzz Bissinger. Bissinger is the cousin of director Peter Berg, who created the TV show Friday Night Lights, starring Minka Kelly. Kelly used to date former Yankee Derek Jeter. Jeter was a freshman at the University of Michigan with former Patriot Ty Law, who has mentored Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty. And that's your 6 degrees.
Ooh, I have been waiting for this chance. I love making fun of my friends. Dominic Easley, one of my radio buddies, he comes to hang out with me at Jammin' 94.5. all the time. He's crazy, he's silly, and you don't see that side, but now you will. It's time for Tilted.
My favorite movie growing up was Chucky. It's funny to me. A lot of people think it's scary, but you gotta understand his motive behind things. He just wanted to be alive again, you know? And he was just, like, a lot of things that he did was pranks. You know, I'm a prankster kind of guy. So I took a couple of stuff that he did. Flies scared me. Flying bugs. I just hate the zzz sound that bees do. I don't know, it just scares me. I don't know, that's one thing I hate. If a fly comes near me, I'm getting out the car, I'm getting away from the area. Do I have any hidden talents? I mean, I could put my leg up behind my head. My most embarrassing moment It's actually when I broke my leg. When I was in third grade, I was going down there. I dared my brother to go down the hill with a mountain bike with no brakes. And then he dared me back. And I actually did it. And I broke my leg running to a park. So it was kind of embarrassing just telling that story that I ran into a park car and broke my leg. If I wasn't a football player, I'd be a relationship therapist.
What?
I'm being serious, though. If I could be on any TV show, I'll be on 2 1/2 Men. And the reason why, because I love Charlie Sheen, and I always want to be the son, because the son is the funniest out of all of them. Men, 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 men. How's it go? How's it go? that show was dope.
All the guys on Tilted give us huge personalities, and we love that. Now, what really makes a great football player to be truly successful? Your ability to zero in on something, to focus. Professor Fritz is working on that right now, going to break it all down for us in how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. All right. Put down your phones, your tablets, whatever else you're doing right now, and look at me. That's what we call focus. Narrowing your attention to one specific thing while tuning out all other distractions. Focus is an important aspect of life, not just football. In psychology, focus is known as attention. And like imagination, it takes all parts of your brain. Most importantly, the prefrontal cortex, the parietal cortex, and the somatosensory cortex. When you focus on something, the neurotransmitter ACH gets released. It sends a signal to the adrenal glands to release the hormone norepinephrine, the precursor to epinephrine, or what you know as adrenaline. Norepinephrine is created by adding hydrogen and oxygen to dopamine. It becomes adrenaline by adding carbon and hydrogen. Notice when your adrenaline is pumping, you're hyper aware of your surroundings? That's because the epinephrine and the norepinephrine are forcing you to pay attention. Here's something you need to know about focus. You can't be doing multiple things at once. You know that multitasking you think you're so great at? Well, guess what? You're not. The brain has a hard time doing two things at once, especially when it involves the same part of the brain. Your brain's networks only have so much capacity. If you're talking on the phone, the language part of your brain is activated. If you try to write an email at the same time, you have difficulty. Your attention shifts first to speaking, and then to writing, and then back. It's quick, and you're probably not aware of it. But it is also why you might start typing what you've just been saying, or why you can't remember what was just said as you write. In order to do a task properly, you need to concentrate on one thing, and one thing only. It saves time, and it gives your brain a rest. Plus, being more focused means stronger neural connections and better brain function. I'm Professor Fritz. And that's how we focus up.
Totally Facts, off to New York. Did you know New York City has more people than 39 of the 50 states in the U.S.? Still to come, the table is set, the gauntlet is thrown. Find out what's got Brandon King making this face in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
Today we're going to talk about the push-up. It's an upper body exercise that's important to strengthen your upper body and your core muscles. This will help you in your daily activities. To set yourself up, the key things to remember is to have your wrists under your shoulders, your hands shoulder width apart, and your toes back. Keep your body straight as you're coming down to the ground and pushing up through your palms. It's not as hard as it looks. Do you see me here? I'm hanging out, I'm relaxing, I'm at the Optimum Field Lounge, I feel cool, I'm not sweating. There's no way I'm doing any push-ups, and besides, my boss doesn't pay me enough. But you guys should get ready, get stretched, because the students, they're gonna put the pressure on. It is time to sit with Brandon King for Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge.
Truth or dare?
I'm going with truth on this one.
Have you ever peed in a swimming pool?
Oh, all the time. In high school, I had this this coach, and he used to walk up to me all the time and be like, Brandon King, do you pee in the pool? And I was like, coach, like, you know, it was random, like, out of nowhere. Like, I was just walking, and he just stopped me. He was like, do you pee in the pool? I was like, nah, coach, I don't. He was like, nah, Brandon, you lying to me. You look like you somebody that pee in the pool. So I think we went somewhere. I don't pee in the pool anymore. You know, it was in the past. But we went to some place, and they said, like, if you pee, they'll turn the water a different color. So I was like, nah, I don't believe that. So I started peeing. I was swimming. And it was like a trail following me with the color. So I don't know. I guess that's how I got that rip. But I haven't done it since then, so don't grow up and pee in the pool.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
You gotta eat baby food.
All right. You want some? You want a little bit?
Yeah.
You take some? Come get some. Come on. Hey, just grab a here. You can get the spoon and I'll get the fork.
All right.
All right, same time. Ready? Is that like green beans?
Yeah. That's pretty bad, bro.
Yeah. All right, I'm doing truth.
Truth?
Yeah.
Or dare?
Truth. No? Dare. Okay. No? Truth.
Truth?
Truth.
Or dare? How long have you gone without showering?
Ooh, I like the shower. That's my thing. My whole life or just like recently? What do you mean? Whole life? I probably went about 4 days. I just wanted to see how long I could do it. Like, to be honest with you, I couldn't stand myself anymore. Like, I just started, like, my stomach started hurting. Like, if I moved a certain way, I got a whiff of myself. And I was just like, what is that? And I started thinking, like, it's me. And I think my mom started recognizing it also. Like, I walked past and she was, like, looking at me like she was, like, mad at me. I'm like, what's wrong? She like, you need to do something about that. And I knew exactly what she was talking about.
Would you rather have to yell, go dogs or roll tide?
I'm going with go dogs. From where I in Auburn, Alabama, it's crazy. We don't have an NFL team. We don't have Major League Baseball. It's all college football. So Alabama, Auburn, War Eagle, and the other words you said, it's just... It's a really heated rival. It gets crazy down there sometimes. Can y'all do it with me on count of three? One, two, three.
Go Dogs!
Give it up for Brandon King. Thanks for playing.
Hello, my name is Malcolm Butler, and my first job was at Crystals. I'm not pretty sure you know what that is. So it's sort of like a White Castle, but it's just a different name. And the thing I enjoyed about it, it was my first job, you know. I could make my own money. But the most thing I liked about it, we got paid every week. And I don't think too many people like to wait more than a week to get paid. So first job wasn't so bad.
Man, Ashley, this view is unbelievable. I can't get over it. Selfie queen, have we taken a selfie yet?
No,
can you at least get a good shot?
You know that's what I've been waiting
get
for.
Get something in there.
Hi.
Nice. All right.
Got one.
We'll post that one up. I've been amazing hanging down here in the Optum Field Lounge. Of course, it couldn't be during a game. We won't be able to be here Sunday.
We never get that luck.
On to the New York, the Giants. But before we do, I want to leave you with some highlights from our big win against Washington.
We'll see you guys next week.
Take another one.
I know. Come on. Get in here.